Professor Pillow, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
In this interview, we wanted to talk about the next ISTC World Lab Congress. We wanted to ask you, when is it going to be and where is it going to be?
It's going to be in October 2017, on the 22nd to the 25th of October 2017, so 22nd to 25th. And it's going to be in South Africa and in a city called Durban. That's D-U-R-B-A-N. So Durban is on the east coast of South Africa. It's on the Indian Ocean, so it's a coastal city. And so that is going to be the host city and venue for the World Lab 2017 Congress.
And how was this beautiful venue selected?
Okay, so it was a long process because about six years ago, the venues are chosen about 6 years in advance by the IFCC. And essentially, the IFCC sends out a bid to all countries, all member countries, to host the World Lab Congress. So then what the various countries have to do, if they are interested in organizing the Congress, they have to submit a bid. And the bid has to contain the details of the city where the Congress will be, as well as the venue within the city. So we in the South African Association for Clinical Biochemistry, that's the SAACB, which is the our national society in clinical chemistry, we decided that we should submit a bid to the IFCC because we felt that the Congress had never been held in Africa before. Usually the World Lab is held in countries elsewhere. And we thought it would be a good opportunity for us to try and see if we could bring the World Lab to Africa. And so we submitted a bid. This is Professor Erasmus, the co-president of the organizing committee, and myself. We submitted a bid to the IFCC, and along with eight other countries, I believe. So it's a bit like, very much like submitting a World Cup football bid. So you submit it with other countries, and then they will look at it, and then the IFCC board takes a vote, and then they choose the country. Now, within South Africa, we have several big cities. For example, Durban is one of them, but cities like Cape Town, for example, Cape Town is a more famous city than Durban. But we felt that we need to also promote other cities in South Africa that are not as famous, but are equally, good cities to have a conference. And Durban is on the East Coast. It's on the Indian Ocean. So it's a very popular tourist destination. And it also has a Congress center that is suited for this size of a conference, which is the Durban International Convention Center. So the Durban International Convention Center has been voted as one of the best convention centers in Africa. So we thought this would be a good venue. And so when we submitted the bid, we submitted the bid with this venue in mind, with the city of Durban and then the Durban International Convention Center. So that's how we sort of selected the city and the venue for the Congress, because we were bidding from within South Africa. So we didn't necessarily want to use Cape Town, for example, is the most famous city in South Africa probably. But if we look at other World Labs, for example, the one that was held in Brazil, that was held in Fortaleza in Brazil. And so Fortaleza is not the most famous city in Brazil, but it was chosen by the Brazilian society to host the Congress. So I think that was the idea. So we chose a venue that would be suitable and would also give the delegates a flavor of what Africa is like. So although it's being hosted in South Africa, and it's the first time in Africa. We believe that Durban will also provide the delegates with a good flavor of what Africa is like. And so that those are the reasons that we chose the Congress, the venue for the Congress, rather.
Sure. And what are the main topics of the ISC World Lab Congress?
So the theme of the Congress is multi-omics and laboratory medicine. So multi-omics means that we are trying to cater for genomics, proteomics, metabolomics. So all the omics topics that are very fashionable and very popular nowadays. So that's the idea, that it will cater for that group, but also look at personalized medicine, which is also going to be one of the main flavors of the Congress. But obviously, these types of Congresses also have topics that are relatively common and are featured in every Congress of this type. So we will have the usual type of topics that people would find of value and interest in the current practice of laboratory medicine. So, you know, things like quality control, standardization of assays, harmonization of assays, education in laboratory medicine, new assay techniques that are coming up. So all of those standard topics are also going to feature, but the overall theme of the Congress is to focus on the omics, as we call it, metabolomics, genomics, proteomics, and to establish how these topics are leading to the advancement of laboratory medicine.
And who can attend this Congress?
So essentially anyone who's working in laboratory medicine can attend the Congress. So although it's an IFCC Congress, but remember that IFCC is the International Federation for Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine. So that means that it covers quite a wide variety of disciplines in laboratory medicine, and that would include microbiology, hematology, immunology. So people from all kinds of disciplines can attend this Congress and will find value in attending this Congress. And also, one has to remember that in laboratory medicine, infectious disease is another big topic which features in diagnostic laboratory medicine. So this will also interest people who are working in infectious diseases, especially with regard to diagnosis and monitoring of infectious disease. And also because infectious disease is a big problem in developing areas and countries such as those in Africa, but also in developing countries elsewhere. So it'll be open to people from all disciplines in laboratory medicine, but as for the types of people, it could be pathologists, scientists, technologists, technicians, students. So all of those groups of people will find great value in attending this Congress and are likely to gain a lot of benefit from attending the Congress.
And when do people have to enroll?
So I believe for example, the abstract deadline is in May 2017. So the registration, the registration deadline will obviously follow after that. So anything, so the dates that one needs to keep in mind is May 2017. And obviously there will be, at that point in time, there will be more information available.
Great. And where can we find this information, the update about the World Lab Congress?
Yes. So there is a website that has been set up. Now, remember that it's still early days, so the information is quite limited at this point in time. But the website does give information about the venue, the travel arrangements that one has to make. The website is it's www.uscongress.org. durban2017.org. So www.durban2017.org. That's the website. It has some information on the dates, for example, the venue, how to get to the venue, and some of the deadlines that will be coming up in terms of the abstracts and the registrations and enrollments. So it has that information there just now. But as we are moving towards the Congress, it's going to be more and more information. So I would advise people to continually consult the website periodically to see what new information has appeared on the website.
Okay, thank you. And is there anything else you would like to say about the Congress?
Anything else? Yes. In terms of the venue, so the venue is, as I said, is the Durban International Convention Center. It's a large venue. It has hosted many, many congresses in the past. It was voted one of Africa's best convention centers. It has hosted many heads of state there. It has hosted some very famous political conferences there, including the COP17, which had many heads of state. It's hosted some of the FIFA World Cup gatherings there in the days, you know, when the FIFA conducts its voting. They have their conferences in different parts of the world, and the Durban Convention Center was one of those venues. It's had it was opened by President Nelson Mandela when he was in his early days as a president in South Africa. It has hosted many heads of state, including Queen Elizabeth of England. So it's a very elegant venue, a very well organized venue. It has the ability to cater for several thousand, in fact, up to probably, if the Congress was very big, you know, up to probably about 10,000 delegates if those numbers were present. So it's close, and it's in Durban. And so Durban is close to, is on the Indian Ocean, basically. So the convention center is about 1 kilometer away from the beach side and actually the ocean. And it's one of the most beautiful beach fronts in the world. So it's a beautiful venue for the delegates to attend, but not only for the delegates, but also for delegates often travel with their families. So if delegates are coming with their families, their spouses, and their children, there is plenty for them to do while the Congress is continuing. So it's a very excellent venue. It's going to satisfy many people, and people, especially people who are not familiar with South Africa or who don't know anything about South Africa. So it's going to be a very, very good venue to host a Congress. And as I've said, it has hosted other Congresses in the past. It also has, there's one hotel that's adjacent, the Hilton Hotel, which is adjacent to the venue, which is probably going to be which will be the Congress Hotel, and probably will be the hotel that many people will choose to stay because it's next door. But there are other hotels right along the ocean front of the venue. So Durban is really like it's literally like our Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, very similar, but except there's no mountain. But you know, Cape Town has the mountain, but Durban has the beautiful beachfront and the very warm Indian Ocean that one can actually swim in. So yeah, that's what I can say about the venue.
Sure, it sounds very good. All right, well, thank you very much, Professor Pillar. It's been a real pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Thank you very much to Radio Microscopio, and thank you to the listeners.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.